Welcome to the ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants. Ultra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Ultra's founder and CEO, Jeff Carr, the ERP Insights podcast shares expertise that helps project teams achieve sustained business transformation. Here's your host, Jeff Carr.
In the last episode, we discussed forming an organization for an ERP project and the required resources. In this episode, we will discuss the amount of resources required. Let me review the required resources. First of all, we have the steering committee, which should include the top executives of the firm that drive and fund the project. They set the tone and resolve major issues. Then we have the PMO, or Program Management Office, a collection of project managers led by the executive sponsor. This includes a project manager responsible for the ERP project. Additional project managers may be added, such as a data project manager, a technology project manager, etc. Third, we have the business process owners that constitute the core team for the project and do most of the heavy lifting within the project, determining requirements, documenting current processes, approving the future state, learning best practices, evaluating vendors and their products, and working with the vendor on implementation activities such as configuration, data, testing, user manuals, and support. And lastly, we have the subject matter experts. They bring specific project knowledge to the project and support the business process owners. An ERP project will consume the better part of a year for a mid-sized company. It can take longer if multiple sites, countries, and companies are involved. An average breakdown is as follows. The business process assessment, phase one. This involves cataloging the current state and developing a definition of the desired future state. This takes about 3 months. Next, we have the next phase, which is the technology selection phase. This involves identifying the right vendors for your industry, evaluating the vendors, and selecting a vendor and preparing the company for implementation. This takes about another 3 months. Then we have the third phase, which is the implementation. It's the longest phase. It involves typically 5 specific steps and takes about 6 to 8 months which breaks down as follows. First month is preparation. Then we have design and configuration, which takes about 1 to 2 months. Third, we have the build phase, which includes testing, developing modifications, data conversion. And this is the longest step, and it takes about 3 months. Then we have the deployment phase, which involves end user training, documentation, and final data conversion. And that, again, takes about 1 to 2 months. I want to caution my listeners. The timeframes I stated here are aggressive and typically quoted by the vendors. Ultra's experience is that a minority of companies really complete the project in this timeframe. The majority are experienced 10 to 12 month implementation completions. We see different roles requiring different time requirements. The steering committee should allocate 10% of their time to the project through all phases. The ERP project manager will start at 75% time commitment, but will quickly ramp up to 100% once you enter the selection phase. The business process owners will spend about 25% of their time in the business process assessment and technology selection phases. Their time ramps up to 50% in the early part of the implementation, ramping up again to 75% in the build, deploy, and go live phases. The subject matter experts will start at 10% in business process assessment and technology selection phases, and their time ramps up to 20% in the early part of the implementation, ramping again to 25% in the build, deploy, and go live phases. If you lay these numbers out on a timeline by resource, you can expect to expend approximately 13,000 man hours on the project, or roughly 7 full-time equivalents. This assumes a 12-month duration, 4 members of the steering committee, 1 project manager, 8 process owners, 8 subject matter experts. If you're interested in my Excel model, please send me an email and I'll send it to you. To get some real-world experience into this episode, I talked with Danielle Brasher, a project manager at Ultra. On her most recent engagement at a $65 million metal fabrication company, her team consisted of 1 full-time project manager, 1 full-time data manager, and 7 core team members who averaged 5 to 20 hours per week. The core team consisted of 3 from engineering, accounting, purchasing and logistics, production and quality. The project manager covered sales and customer service. This project covered 18 months that included business process assessment, vendor selection, and all implementation activities. The team concedes that if they had spent more time up front on the project, they would have completed the project in less time. I also talked with Jody Foster, another project manager at Ultra. Jody is working with a $100 million plumbing supply company with many branch offices. Her team consists of 10 business process owners called BPOs and 10 subject matter experts called SMEs. Their duties are different than the traditional model. The BPOs have responsibility for configuring new business processes for their business streams. They own the success of their business processes. The SMEs are aligned to the BPO value streams, but they are considered change agents. They champion the new processes. They will perform all the testing in the build and deploy phases. Jody confirmed that both of these teams are spending 25 to 50% of their time on the project. The CIO is the project manager at this company, also assisted by Jody, and he is spending 90% of his time on the project. In addition to the business team, they have also placed people on service tracks such as data management, integration, infrastructure, and reports and forms. These individuals spend about 50% of their time on this, their responsibility. The value streams in this project were sales, marketing, operations for showroom, operations for the branch, purchasing and inventory, HR and payroll, finance, and freight and logistics. The company completed phase 1 in 18 months and will complete the rest of the branches in an additional 12-month timeframe. Within the first 12 months, the team implemented a base version of the new system at 2 new small acquisitions, which were live in the first year. That concludes today's episode on ERP project resources. Next, we will cover key responsibilities for business process owners in an ERP project. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/ERP Insights soon for a new podcast episode with your host, Jeff Carr.